this thing on?
Yeah. Joined here by our Pro Stock champion, Tanner Gray. Tanner is the youngest NHRA national event winner in the history of the organization. This is his third win of the season. He's a third generation drag racer, and his dad Shane also competes in the Pro Stock category. His last win was at the Topeka race this year, and his last final round appearance came at the Epic New Hampshire event earlier in the season back in June. So let's start at the end. You got a really good car in your lane. A guy, you know, you have a great relationship with Greg and with Jason, with that kind of whole operation. So does any of that factor in at all, or is it all just pushed out?
Yeah, it's all pushed out. It doesn't really matter who's in the other lane. You want to beat them, and, you know, it doesn't matter if you're friends or not. When you pull up there, nobody's friends.
You and I talked early in the weekend, really after, I believe it was the first qualifying session, and you were shaking your head a little bit. You know, it wasn't, you know, the weekend didn't come out of the gate like it was going to be a gangbusters end of the deal. So talk about, how did the car evolve over the course of the race?
I don't know if the car necessarily evolved. We figured out how to run it for what it was wanting. You know, we definitely still have to work on the car. Just because we won today, the car is nothing outstanding. And so we got to go back and continue to work, and I got to do the same thing with my driving. I feel like I need to be a little more consistent, I guess, maybe a little bit better. You know, I'm not real happy that I was 30-something in the semis. So, you know, if it would have been a good day for me if I could have gone and taken that 30 out, placed it with another 17 or something. But, you know, all that matters at the end of the day is that we're holding the trophy. And, you know, I'm proud of my guys. This is the best I've seen them run the car. You know, because the car was throwing us some curveballs, and we kind of put a Band-Aid on it to fix it. We haven't necessarily got it fixed, but we just made it work for the track conditions today.
And it wasn't just your car, too. There were some really good cars this weekend that just were completely out of sorts. So it was neat to see how kind of your program came together over the course of the race. You're probably the most un-rookie-like rookie that any seasoned NHRA fan or even a track employee or whatever has seen come along. How does this stack up in your mind? How did you think this year would go, and what did you think moments like this would feel like? Is it jiving with what you had in your head?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of crazy. You know, like I said in the interview up top end, I'm very competitive, so I don't really expect anything less than myself. But it definitely feels really good. But you know, at the same time, I know that we got to go back and keep working. You know, you can't really let the highs get too high and the lows get too low, as Jason Lyon would say. But yeah, it's just important to go back and keep working on my part, keep hitting the practice tree, stay focused, and try to go out there and get another win in Seattle and try to gain on Bo. He's definitely kind of stretched us there. But, you know, if I can go into the countdown top three, you know, you definitely have a legitimate chance of winning the championship, and that's kind of what my focus is now. You know, we won in Vegas and got the first win out of the way, so then after that I was like, all right, well, let's go get the championship now. So you know, we just got to keep striving and working in that direction and see where we end up.
Walk us to that final run out of the runway and what you felt like when you saw that wind light go on.
You know, I think I was more nervous for the semis against Drew than that run, for whatever reason. I felt really calm. You know, swap feet, thought I hit the tree pretty good. Seemed like the car spun pretty hard and low. And, you know, I think I held out low long enough and then pulled it and felt good. Put it off in high gear and looked over and saw Bo was right there. And I was like, oh, that doesn't look good. So, you know, look back over, and I thought he had won going across the finish line, and pushed the clutch in and looked up and saw our wind light was on, and reached up for the chutes or whatnot, and the chutes did come out. So then, you know, you're trying to get the car stopped, so you know, kind of was delayed. But I thought he had us.
There's only what, four
thou? Yeah.
Seconds.
Yeah.
So I could see where you might think that.
Right. Yeah. It was definitely. I looked up and I was like, man, that's not good. So you know, when I see that going through my mind, I'm like, man, what'd you screw up?
Where did you go to high school?
So I went to Lake Norman my freshman and sophomore year. I kind of took not a couple years off of racing, but just didn't take it as serious. Kind of put it on the back burner, and then realized that I wasn't very good at high school sports or socializing with people. So went back to homeschooling and got back into racing.
So Alan Reinhart made a big deal out of the fact that you can't drink wine out of the wine check. Did you get a sip in anyway?
Oh, no. Just Mellow Yellow.
In a champagne shower.
That's right. Yeah, I think everybody ganged up on me. I'm the one who's so glad to bring champagne out of this thing.
Thank you, Tanner. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Ooh.